Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Why? I needed a gator horse. Yeah,
needed a gator. Just about didn't make it.
Yeah,
that's right. We need to have some poetry here. Randy Reiman is riding along with us, speaking of wonderful reciters and poets.
Oh, man,
Randy
Reiman.
This poem, nobody knows who the author was.
Oh.
If you do know who it was, let us know.
Yeah.
But he is reciting No Rest for the Horse.
This poem is entitled No Rest for the Horse, and the author is unknown. It appeared in a small chapbook called Songs for Horses, and I've always really appreciated the sentiments of this poem. There's a union for teamster and waiter. There's a union for cabman and cook. There's a union for hobo and preacher. There's one for detective and crook. There's a union for blacksmith and printer. There's one for the painter, of course. But where would you go in this realm of woe to discover a guild for the horse? He can't make a murmur in protest, though they strain him both up and downhill, or force him to work 20 hours at the whim of some drunken brute's will. Look back at our struggle for freedom. Trace our present-day strength to its source, and you'll find that man's pathway to glory is strewn with the bones of the horse. Now a mule isn't sure under fire. A horse, although frightened, stands true, and he'd charge into hell without flinching twixt the knees of the trooper he knew. When that trooper gets old, he gets pensioned, or a berth or a home for him found. When that horse is wore out, they condemn him, and they sell him for nothing a pound. Now just think the old pet of some trooper, once curried and rubbed twice a day, now drag some damned rag-picker's wagon with curses and blows for his pay. I once knew a grand king of racers, the best of a cup-winning strain, but they ruined his knees on a hurdle, for his rider's hat covered no brain. I saw him again 4 years later, on his side at the foot of a hill, with two savages kicking his ribs in and doing their work with a will. Well, I stroked the once velvety muzzle, and I whispered the old name again. He once filled my purse with gold dollars, and that day I bought him for 10. Now his current address is sweet pastures. He has nothing to do but to eat and to loaf in the shade of the cool velvet grass and dream of the horses he beat. Now with dogs, you see, dogs have a limit. After standing for all that's their due, they'll pack up their duds some dark evening and shine out for scenes that are new. But a horse, once he's used to his leather, is much like an old-fashioned wife. He may not be proud of his bargain, but he'll stick with it, faithful through life. How I envy the merciful teamster who can stand before God and say, "Great Lord, with the kindness I dealt with my horse, judge thou, O my soul, this day."
Now, I'm going to say not many people have heard that poem before, but dandy.
Oh,
dandy poem.
You can't go wrong,
and recited,
especially with Randy.
Just recited by the best.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, we're talking about horses. Why?
Horses, why?
And we just jumped into, let's see, we had thoroughbreds, warm bloods, gated
Gated horses.
Horses, right?
Yeah. On our place, we have four gated horses.
Yes, you do.
Or three gated.
Yes,
which is
right.
Fumble, fart, and fall.
Fart, fumble, and fall.
Yeah.
Start, stumble, and yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have those too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. We just barely touched a little on the quarter horse. It is mostly a versatility type thing.
That's right.
Cows. And all around versatility.
Right. All right. Right. Okay. And going down the trail.
Yep.
Roping, cutting.
Sure. Oh, man.
You know, reining.
Yep.
You can't beat them.
Any kind of cow work.
And then, of course, yep. In my humble opinion,
sure.
Probably the smartest horse in the world.
That's it. And the problem is, a lot of times smarter than we are.
And there's the issue.
Therein lies
if
the
you're
issue.
Smart enough to yes. get it out of them, they right. probably can you're, do it.
Right. Well, and then, of course, we can always jump into the pants.
No,
Okay.
Quarter horses.
Quarter horses.
The dragsters.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Quarter milers. Yeah, yeah. Reach top speed. That reminds me of a time I challenged a bunch of dudes to a horse race in an arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize one of them was an ex-jockey.
Whoops.
Yeah, and she jumped out. Well, I jumped out right off the bat because I was on Blue, my rope horse, and I mean he hit top speed in 10 jumps.
Right
and then I got out in front of her and all of a sudden okay, anyway,
the dragster.
Yeah, that's right.
If you have not seen a quarter horse race, you have got
love
to go.
Quarter horse races
and the suicide race.
Oh my gosh,
the Omax, third race.
Omax suicide race, holy cow. The Indian
relays. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
what an exciting time.
Outstanding.
Oh yes.
And so of course, you know, we're gonna have to jump into the paint and nappy thing here. And we're gonna have to tell a couple of jokes. You
yes,
know
we
that.
Are. They're just jokes.
And they're just jokes, folks. Yeah, right.
Take offense. Right.
You know why cowboys rode paint horses?
Yes, I do.
That's right. Because Holsteins. It was just too embarrassing
to ride a Holstein.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And what about the appy?
Tell these folks why the Native American always rode the appy.
They wanted their braves good and mad when they got
by
to
the time.
Fight.
They got to where they were going to fight. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Hey, it's a white appy with black spots.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
A white appy with black spots.
You know, and I'm kind of partial to a leopard. You know,
I
think those
you
are
bet.
Pretty neat to look
that's
at.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can just keep the foals from chewing their tails.
There you
for
go.
For heaven's sakes.
And don't put them in with a milk cow calf.
Milk cow calves will chew their tails
chew
off.
Chew their tails
yeah,
right off.
That's right. Okay.
We got that out of the way.
All right. I feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about the equine. We better talk about the asinine, haven't we?
Well, there you go. Wait, if you want to talk about smarts.
Mules.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Some people say you're dumb as a mule.
They ain't dumb.
I will debate this.
They know what they're doing.
They do.
They know darn good and well.
You know, a horse will kill himself for you.
That's true.
The kind of animal he is.
You're right.
And he will do whatever you ask.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Even
if it's too much.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
A mule. Nope. Will not.
He'll quit you.
He'll get to a point and say, you're on your own.
He'll saw up and you'll be done.
And he is an athlete.
Cadillac in the mountains.
Oh, smooth.
My gosh.
Narrow.
Thank you. Doesn't hurt your hips.
Yeah.
Outstanding ride.
Cover a lot of ground. Real smooth.
You got it. Hey, need to end the show.
Why?
Yeah, because Red Steagall's riding along with us. You bet. This is Horses and Wars.
Now the cow camp's busy, the longhorns run easy, the dark sky's rolling to me. He rolls him a tighter, ties down his slicker, and slaps at some dust on his knee. Then he lays out a flat roof, throws at the piebald, laughed as the old pony does. Then the third time he caught him, I guess the old pony let him. The game's over when he started to cuss. Now the night watches his, and with his face to the wind, he
nods as he rides past the boss, and he's humming a song that his granddaddy taught him. He's on the back of that old highball horse. Then he rides off to Cowtown when the fall work is over and goes straight to the tomb in his barn, where he dances till morning with the prettiest ladies, tells them stories about horses and war. Now the cow camps are empty and the land's full of fences. The cowboys feed hay in a truck. The chuck wagon stands in a museum in Kansas, just rotten and gathering dust. Well, he rocks in an old chair his granddaddy made when the plains are still open and free. His leggings still hang on and nailed by his bed. He gave his spurs to his grandson last spring. Well, he rolls him a title and stares at the wall at a picture of him in the box. For a while he jumps cattle out of sagebrush and cedar on the back of that old piebald horse. While he dreams he's in Cowtown dancing till morning with the girls at the tomb in his bar. Then he throws down a whiskey with a couple of cowboys, and they tell lies about horses and wars. He's seen in his lifetime a gas-powered jitney and a picture that they sent back from Mars. But all that he prays for is to ride off to glory back of that old piebald horse. While he dreams he's in Cowtown a-dancing till morning with the girls at the tomb in his bar. Then he throws down a whiskey with a couple of cowboys, and they tell lies about horses and wars.
Well, by golly, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio
show. That's right, then, man. We had fun with this.
Oh, man. And direct your hate mail to somebody other than us.
Right.
You know what we need to do? We need to come up with, we just pick somebody else's P.O. box.
Hey.
Say, hey, send your hate mail here. That's right.
Yeah.
Have a little karma delivery service. If you will.
If you have. Yeah,
you know, I know there's horses we missed.
Well, you know, and there are I love all horses.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Doesn't matter the horse.
It doesn't matter the breed.
No.
But there are horses that I absolutely cannot be around.
That we just don't get along with.
Personality conflict.
Boy, isn't that a true statement. And different breeds of that horse.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. They're just like people.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
As some of them you like and some of them you
some
don't.
Of them
it doesn't
you
matter
don't.
The breed.
You got that right. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't touch much on the Morgan.
Oh, my.
And there's the old school Morgan and there's
That's
the new school Morgan.
Right, yeah.
The new school Morgan, I would challenge you to find the difference between it and a quarter horse.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's pretty hard to find a pure Morgan anymore.
Right. Right.
30, 40, maybe 50%. Yep.
Well, and a lot of those old Morgans were crossed with other horses.
Well, that's how they got
to, the to get yeah to get the traveling part.
Absolutely.
Of it. Yeah. Yep.
And the toughness.
Oh,
man,
my gosh.
No quit in it.
Yeah. Our
all.
Buddy Bill Mayo has a bunch of those,
yeah.
Let me tell you what. And they are traveling son of a guns.
Yeah.
And they are hardy.
Yes.
And you got to be a cowboy to ride them.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Kind of like the Hancock, right?
Yeah. Oh, let's go there.
Hancock gets a bad rap.
It does.
You just got to be a cowboy.
You just got to be cowboy.
You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Spend some time with them, too, right?
Yeah. What?
It's like everything else.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Well, like the old saying, we've got gentle horses for gentle riders. We have spirited horses for spirited riders. We have horses that don't want to be ridden for people who don't want to ride.
There you go.
We got all kinds of horses.
We got all kinds.
Yeah, that's right. You bet. Well, hey, folks want to stay tuned for next
really?
Week, though. Yeah, that's right. Same song, second verse.
Yeah.
There you go. So stay tuned.
I think I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow. You don't have that problem with a horse.
Why?